I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Chinese authorities say a powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 6.8 struck the northern foothills of the Himalayas near one of Tibet's holiest cities Tuesday, killing at least 126 people and shaking buildings in neighboring Nepal, Bhutan, and India. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The quake's epicenter was in the rural county of Tingri, according to the China Earthquake Network Center. The area is known as the Northern Gateway to the Everest region. China's state-run television said that at least 130 people were injured on the Tibetan side. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for all-out rescue efforts. More than 1,500 local firefighters and rescue workers have been dispatched to the affected areas. China's Xinhua News Agency reported southwestern parts of China, Nepal, and northern India are frequently hit by earthquakes caused by the collision of the Indian and Eurasian tectonic plates.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. Nearly 44 years after he left the U.S. national capital following an electoral defeat, the 39th U.S. President, Jimmy Carter, returns to Washington Tuesday for 3 days of state funeral rites. Associated Press correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral moves to Washington after observances in his native Georgia. The 39th president's remains will leave the Carter Presidential Center and arrive at Joint Base Andrews with a motorcade following to the U.S. Navy Memorial. Carter's flag-draped casket will be transferred to a horse-drawn caisson for his final journey to the Capitol. At the Capitol, members of Congress will honor Carter in the rotunda. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Carter, who died December 29th at the age of 100, will lie in state Tuesday and again Wednesday. He then receives a state funeral Thursday at Washington's National Cathedral. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy. This is VOA News. A spokesman for the Qatari Foreign Ministry said Tuesday talks to reach a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in the war in Gaza are continuing. At a news briefing in Doha Tuesday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid al-Ansari told reporters the principals from each side are not actually currently meeting, though technical meetings are ongoing between both parties.
There are a lot of issues that are being discussed. I can't get into the details of these issues, as we usually say, as we are trying to protect the integrity of the negotiations. I don't think it's useful, helpful, or possible to provide any timeline on an agreement taking place. When an agreement takes place, it will take place, and we will announce it at that time.
The ceasefire under discussion is aimed at winding down the 15-month war in Gaza and bringing home dozens of Israelis held hostage there. Both Israel and Hamas are under pressure from outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden and President-elect Donald Trump to reach a deal before the January 20th inauguration. But the two sides have come close before, only to have talks collapse over various disagreements. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Tuesday raised alarm at the sharp increase in executions carried out in Iran, and a spokeswoman called on the Islamic Republic to halt all further executions of people facing the death penalty for a range of crimes. At a Geneva news briefing, human rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell said they were deeply troubled by the marked increase in the number of executions in Iran last year.
At least 901 people were reportedly executed in 2024, including some 40 in 1 week alone in December. At least 853 people were executed the previous year in 2023.
Throssell said most of the executions last year were for drug-related offenses, but dissidents and people connected to the 2022 protests were also executed. She said there was also a significant rise in the number of women executed. Throssell said...